It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Joe Jonas was on ET talking about his breakup with Taylor Swift and her apology on The Ellen Show for how she broke up with him on the phone.
It's been a really difficult period. You know, a couple weeks ago, unfortunately, Game of Thrones came to an end. And with that, Joe's really fallen apart.
Oops, Kevin, I'm sorry. I did the Jonas Brothers clip. I ruined your garbage.
Okay, no, it's fine because I said that wrong.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, sorry. Joe Jonas was on ET talking about his breakup with Taylor Swift and her apology for how she blasted him for breaking up with her on the phone.
So now I play the other clip.
Yes, Joe
moved
Jonas.
On. I'm sure Taylor's moved on and it feels nice and we're all friends. It's all good.
Were you glad to receive that public apology 10 years on?
Yeah, I mean, it did feel nice. It's something that I probably was feeling pretty bad about when I was younger.
Halle Berry was interviewed for the viral video series Hot Ones. The actress was asked if she remembered how she celebrated her Oscar win in 2002 for Monsters Ball. She said, no, I was inebriated. I don't remember any of it. None of it. Very shortly after I got that statue, I became so drunk to the point where the whole night is just a wash. When she was asked what she remembered about attending Elton John's annual party while being shown a photo of her there, she said, well, all I remember is that I think I was there.
I guess there's proof.
Yeah, she also addressed being name-checked in songs from a bunch of different rappers like Missy Elliott and Drake, but she couldn't pick a favorite. She said, I think of these references like my children in a way. There's no way I could just pick one. I love all these artists, and I'm always flattered when one of them include me, and if they still remember me or know who I am, so to pick one would be like picking my daughter over my son. I love them all. And though she's had quite the career, she said the project people are most interested to speak to her about on the street is actually a movie which was widely known as Catwoman. She says, so many people come up to me and they say, I don't care what anybody says, I loved Catwoman. And I'm like, okay, well, what did they say? And they'll tell her, well, they said it sucked, but it really didn't suck. It didn't. You were good. I mean, the movie might have sucked, but you were good.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Alec Baldwin is done playing President Trump on Saturday Night Live. The 30 Rock actor said, I really don't have a lot invested in my Trump impression or impersonation, so please find someone else and convince Lorne Michaels to replace me. He said, I can't imagine I would do it again. I just can't. They should find somebody who wants to do it.
I feel bad. I forget the guy's name, but there used to be a guy that used to be on SNL back in the day, and I'm blanking on his name, but like it was a big story about how like Alec Baldwin took the spot to play Trump on SNL, and this guy missed out on it.
Oh, well, maybe they'll get him then.
But do you think he wants to come back, though, after all that time of not having the ability to?
After being burned? It'd be like if you were about to get a radio job, and then they picked someone else, and then they quit, and they went back to you and said, do you want to still do it? What would you say?
How's the money?
Right.
But then, to be fair, like, do I not have any kind of a job? Sure, I'll take it.
Exactly. I guess it depends on what that guy's currently doing and then how much they offer him. And a new Stranger Things soundtrack is coming to come along with the upcoming season 3. The album will have 15 classic tracks and the debut of an original cast recording. No titles have been released. That album will be available on July 5th, the day after the new season of Stranger Things premieres on Netflix.
What's it like, less than a month away, like the 4th of July, doesn't
yep.
Isn't that when it drops?
Comes out on 4th of July, yes.
I gotta admit this, I've not watched season 2. Is it good?
So good. You have to watch. Coming up on The Next Garbage, an A-list star calls it quits on his 4-year relationship.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.